State Senator Bob Welch has been running a campaign commercial criticizing donations made by fellow GOP candidates Russ Darrow and Tim Michaels. Welch claims a $1,000 contribution Darrow, a car dealer, made to Feingold last year will come back to haunt Republicans if Darrow wins next month's primary and takes on Feingold in November.
Let me tell you, I've run a lot of elections. And if you're Russ Feingold and you're up against Russ Darrow as the eventual winner, and Russ Darrow says, you did this wrong, and this wrong, and this wrong, and this wrong, and Russ Feingold says, yes, and then you gave me $1,000. That'll be the end of the race right there. We've got to put up a candidate who can actually beat Russ Feingold.
Darrow responded by saying he disagrees with Feingold on many issues, but gave Feingold money because an automotive group was happy with Feingold's work on a dispute with car makers.
When you only have two senators from this state and they're both Democrats, you have to pay attention and do some business with them, and I did that. The issue I have here is that I gave money to Bob Welch also through 1994, and I feel like, you know, that's two mistakes I made.
Darrow says Welch is going on the attack because Welch is trailing in a poll done by Darrow's campaign. Welch denies he's behind, but last night Welch also blasted Darrow and Tim Michaels for giving money to Democrat Jim Doyle during the 2002 gubernatorial primary. Michaels is a construction executive and replied to Welch about the Doyle donation.
We were very concerned for our industry, the construction industry, because one of his primary opponents was Kathy Falk. And we were concerned that if she was elected governor, that our business would be confiscated.
Falk is Dane County executive and was a state public intervener until Tommy Thompson gutted the environmental watchdog position. In a brief interview after the debate, Michaels said his use of the term confiscated was an exaggeration. The three Senate candidates also disagreed on some other issues. For example, Michaels says he's the most open on allowing importing of prescription drugs from Canada.
I think our seniors in this state and everybody that worked so hard should not have to make a decision. Should I buy my groceries or should I buy my medicine?
Darrow says bringing in more drugs from Canada is a bad idea as a first alternative.
I live in the franchise world, and I've already read how the drug companies have told the Canadian distributors that if they start shipping drugs into the United States, they're going to cut them off.
Candidate Welch says he wants to put some pressure on U.S. drug makers, but wants to see what Tommy
Thompson and George Bush do first. We're waiting on Secretary Thompson to come out with a recommendation from his task force, and if they can decide that there is a way to make sure if I order a drug from Toronto that it's not really coming from Malaysia, then I'm going to be with the President and with Secretary Thompson on that.
The fourth GOP Senate candidate, Robert Lorge, was not invited to be part of the media-sponsored debate because of inadequate fundraising and low poll numbers. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.